Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. This is DC Love, and I'm joined by my co-host, Eileen Powers, and we're so happy that you've decided to come frolic with your spirited angels. I hope you're ready for a little hijinks, maybe some laughter, a few shenanigans, but of course we always have divine messages, and we sometimes have some crazy guests. We do hear from the angels, the ascended masters, and sometimes the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. So today's a little bit more special. We have a full moon, harvest moon, and the energy is just phenomenal. And with that being said, I'm going to bring on my phenomenal co-host, Eileen. Eileen, are you with us?
Woohoo! I am. I'm out here in Everland and up ever forever with you.
That
moon has just been so vibrant. It's beautiful. I've shared with everybody last week about the energy, and it really has not ceased. It's really actually the same energy that keeps on vibrating on. We are still in retrograde, and we still have, that time to align for new things. And like I told our guests a few weeks ago, to set intentions. It was time to set intentions of things we wanted to renew, redo, reclear, reclaim, reassess. And now that the full moon is here, it is actually time to release those things. So if you did, take out a piece of paper and make yourself a list of those things that you wanted to set your intentions on. Tonight is a great night if you can have the opportunity to go out under the full moon and release those intentions. I believe the full moon actually entered at midnight, just shortly after midnight last night, if I recall correctly. But still, tonight's a great night to go out and do that. If you can, set yourself a very, little small fire. Around here, we've got high fire danger. So I was planning to go out and actually do something in my barbecue. I'm going to set up just a small ceremony out there around my Weber kettle and do a little bit of tiny fire in my barbecue, because other than that, in my area, it's just too dangerous to do anything more than that. If you are in a dangerous area, you can go outside and just put it on the ground, use a candle, and just burn it. And I'm going to take those pieces of paper that I wrote, those intentions for myself, and I am going to release those tonight. And so that is the ceremony I'm going to bring to you today. Is go out, invite in the four corners, the north, south, east, west. I personally invite in the archangels, Archangel Raphael at the east, Michael at the south, Gabriel at the west, and Uriel in the north. And I invite in my angels, my guides, and my own guardian angels, of course, and the divine and any spirit that wants to be with me in the positive and share in that. And it can be done very simply in a matter of a couple of minutes. So that's what I have for you tonight. DC, I believe you have something to share with our guests. And would you like to do that now?
I do. I do. And I just would like to add to what you had said. This is a Pisces full moon eclipse, and now is the time to dissolve what holds you apart from spirit and your true self. So, from the depths of within, where we hold like maybe things that have held us back in the past, some hurts and different things like that, surfacing is going to be wisdom and wholeness. Okay, now is the time to really be set free. Okay, and we're going to reveal the treasures and the wisdoms that they hold within. So with that being said, I do have a full moon prayer, and it's to Archangel Haniel. And we are invited to connect with our divine Archangel Haniel, the sacred mother of the angelic realm, to support us in the healing of the full moon. So forget about the world, forget about life, and just relax into wherever you are right now. Breathe in and breathe out effortlessly. In and out, that's it. Just breathe a little bit more. And feel how gravity pulls you down and relax into that feeling. Now, when we are in that present moment, in this stillness, remember that everything is connected. We have a knowing deep within that on a higher plane, there is no separation. Do you feel that knowing? Let it grow, just for now. You are safe. Let the knowing fill you up as you invite Divine Archangel Haniel and the healing of the full moon into this moment. When you are ready, we're going to enjoy this beautiful full moon prayer. You can have your eyes open or closed. Either way, move closer to the whispers of your divine soul. Heavenly Archangel Haniel, you are by our side, and the moon is full. We love you higher than we have ever loved. Your presence is that of the Holy Mother of the angelic realm. We now surrender to you like a vulnerable and wide-open child. And this was our beautiful little prayer, Eileen. And I just want to thank everyone for joining in with us at this time. And, you know, gratitude is one of the quickest ways that we can raise our vibration. And when we do, it brings us closer to the angelic realm.
Yes. Yes, it certainly does. Yes. It also helps manifest everything in our future.
Yes. And I just like to add before we take callers, you know, the energy is still, it seems like a little bit, still like off kilter there. It's not, you know, completely right. And I had an opportunity yesterday to connect with a dear friend, and she has a beautiful Saint Bernard, and his name is Reuben. And Reuben has been a little bit out of sorts lately, so my beautiful Ginger went to speak with him early in the morning. And she was sitting with him, and Reuben had this cone on his head because he was itching, and they didn't want him to be scratching, so they put the cone on his head. And my beautiful Ginger was saying, "Reuben, it's okay. I'm here, buddy. I'm with you. You know, don't mind the cone." And he said to Ginger, "Real men don't wear cones, Ginger." And Ginger said, "Reuben, don't let it define you." And I couldn't stop laughing. So I'm like, okay, guys, like I have something to do. And this was like a little bit before 8 in the morning. And then Joan Rivers came in, and she connected with my friend. And she said to her, "Hang in there, sunshine. Better days are coming. Be a warrior, not like a warrior. And we started to laugh. And she just said, "You know, if you'd like to, you know, hang out or maybe get into some trouble," but the emphasis was, of course, on trouble. So I laughed, and I'm thinking, you know, Joan, like, you took the seriousness out of the situation. You and Ginger came in, and it was really, you know, it was very uplifting. But the energy, Eileen, is still a little crazy out there.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's just that vibrational resonance.
So with that being said, are you ready to take a few callers?
I am really looking forward to it. The readings lately have been very vibrant with all the energy moving around. So let's see what we have for our callers today. I look forward to it.
Awesome. Okay, the first caller that we have this evening is from the 860 area code.
All right. Hello.
Good evening, 860. Are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Amla.
Okay, can you say your name, hon?
Yep, it's Amla.
Amla. Well, welcome
Amla?
To the show, Amla.
Amla,
yes, Amla.
With
thank
an
you.
F-A, like Los Angeles. Amla.
Okay.
Angela?
How are you?
And do you have a question for us
tonight? Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a question. I've been going through some changes, and it makes sense with this full moon and the eclipses and all that's going on in the month of September and Mercury being in retrograde. And so I'm wondering what my angels, the messages are for the fall, which is, you know, autumn begins next week. So
right.
Just wondering for that.
All right. Well,
awesome.
I'm going to start this week because DC's running the studio, so it's always fair. Because it's hard to get yourself dropped in and prepared when you're running the studio. And so first thing I have for you is that you need to defend your beliefs. You've got some decisions that you've been making lately, and people keep questioning what you feel you've decided. And you just need to stand your ground. Although, with that said, you need to choose your battles wisely too. So you know, don't be stirring the pot when you don't need to. But just know that if you've made a decision and it's something that you feel very adamant about and you thought it through and you've made a decision, it's really not fair for other people to really question that. And so you just politely thank them for their opinion. Tell them, I will take that into consideration. And that way you're not creating a battle over it. You're telling them that you'll consider what they've said, but you still get to stand by your own decision. And so you don't have to really, you know, you defend your beliefs by choosing your own decision. And so just know that that's, you know, going on for you right now. Events in this area really actually have been moving pretty fast, but the delays really are over. There just happened to be so many things that were happening at one time that things were kind of getting jumbled. And so they're really looking up. You're really at the end of that situation, and you're ready to, like I said, to make that decision and move out the other side. It's like the door, you know, it's like one door kind of opened, but it really wasn't open to go out yet. It was kind of open to a hallway. And so you were kind of in a hallway, a transition hallway. And so now it's really time to step out the other side and just, that situation is going to just come to an end, and it's going to come to a resolve. You're not going to have to deal with it anymore. Your decision's going to be made and you're going to move forward on that. And that's really, as the new door opens, you're going to walk into that decision. With that said, you need to really be open to receive. Allow yourself to increase. Your intuition is going to be really increasing, along with that ability to read others and their energy. So make sure that you step and be receptive for that, because if we're moving too fast, we miss it, or we misconstrue it. Or, you know, part of the problem is that we, meaning our ego, decides what is or what isn't. And when you're doing this energy work, which I'm already getting that you do a lot of energy work, when you step back to allow yourself to receive, then you get the messages that you're meant to be heard. If you try to jump into things feet first, then you're kind of trying to control things, and then you're no longer listening. But it is really good time for you to give, it's perfect timing for you to really start those new projects and step forth through that door and make things happen for yourself right now. Give birth to any new conditions that come along. It's really your time to create and develop, since it is a time that you've come through the other side on certain things. But make sure that you take the time to honor your energy levels, the energies, the rhythms, the cycles, you know, the moon, the new moon, the no moon, the full moon. You know, each of those cycles, along with the physical cycles of your own personal body, and honor those and respect them and know that you are a goddess in that, and that by treating yourself honorably by the rhythm of those cycles, it's really going to raise you up to do so, so much more. And that's the message that I have for you today.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
beautiful, Eileen. Thank you.
And
you're
I
welcome.
Have for you, hon, is this is DC. What I have for you is that if there's any doubt that you have within you, you have to release it, okay?
Yes.
And release this doubt and a challenge to change whatever you consider not acceptable. You have a beautiful spiritual team that is guiding you, okay? And your loved ones with you as well, and they're coming through to tell you, no matter what you're going through, you're always loved and you're always protected. And this beautiful team that surrounds you are angels, source, your spirit guides, your loved ones that have, you know, that are on the other side, and they are all guiding you through whatever situation you encounter. And as you do, they're pouring love into the hearts and the minds of everyone involved. And the message that they're sending you for today is this too shall pass, okay? And you are loved in more ways than you can even comprehend, okay? You're never alone, and you're being looked after. And you know what, hon? I could feel them. They're all gathering around you, and they're giving you this big, beautiful embrace, okay? And if you want, just to show you like that they're near you. They're all smiling. They're so happy. They're so proud of you. Okay? If you want to communicate with them, just ask, okay? And they can and they will show you, and they're going to guide you, like I said, through this situation. And they ask that you take a couple deep breaths and just ask them to communicate with you. And like I said, they are with you at all times. And with that being said, we have Archangel Haniel coming forward, and she's letting you know that you have powerful psychic insights that are coming, okay? I don't know if you meditate, but if you meditate, you're going to get some really important information.
Okay, I do. Yes, I do meditate.
Okay, and it's going to help you to be at peace. And there's a situation you're presently, I believe, going through, and Archangel Michael is with you to help you to release any kind of attachment to the outcome. Okay, and all you have to do is take a more uplifting approach to resolve it, okay? And we have, we're surrounded by archangels. We have Archangel Metatron coming forward, and he's showing me that he's going to help you as well to have the determination that is needed. There's career advancement coming, and you're going to have acknowledgement of your success, okay? There's going to be a beautiful leap you. The sleep forward is going to come, and there may be some public recognition as well. And just please be proud of yourself, because you truly should be, okay?
Thank you.
You have you have Archangel Raziel with you, and he's considered to be our magician angel, and he wants you to know that you can manifest the life of your dreams, and what you need will sort of like magically appear. And he's also saying you're going to have some beautiful, successful beginnings. Okay, and the last archangel that we have coming forward, so you have a big, powerful team with you, is Archangel Sandalphon. And he's going to help you to search for the meaning of life, okay? He's asking that you may be considered an alternative approach, but surround yourself with wise teachers and friends, okay? You have a big support network.
Okay.
And just start walking your talk. And I see like books around you. I don't know if you're considering maybe, you know, getting a little bit more education, but that's what they're showing me. It might be, you know, earthly education, or it might be about like the spiritual realm, but I do see education coming. And while you're doing that, you're going to absorb a lot of divine wisdom as well.
Awesome. Okay, great.
So that was amazing. I hope that made some sense. And thank you for calling us, and please, you know, call us again.
It's beautiful. Thank you, DC, and thank you, Eileen. What great messages.
Have a great evening, and enjoy the food. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to put her back on hold, and we're going to take another caller. If you're ready, Eileen, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 269, you're live with Angel Antics. May we have your name, please?
Hi, DC. It's Deb. Hi, Eileen.
Hi,
Deb. How are you? Happy full moon.
Well,
do you have a question for us?
I was just wondering if you could just give me a general reading.
All right.
Okay, sure.
All right, well, let's see what we have for Deb. I still take a minute. I'm just containing to see you. It takes me a minute to drop in. What I have for you is that actually you have a desire to move on from something right now. Things are not as suited to you as you'd like them to be. And you'd really like to adventure into something a lot more meaningful, something that really reaches your soul, gives you passion, makes you feel like you're really, you know, really connecting with that life purpose. And I'm here to tell you that it is actually a brilliant idea. It is really time for you to create and, you know, really see the truth of yourself and see the truth of who you are and who you have the ability to become. Because the traditional viewpoints and methods have not been serving you. I actually have Archangel Sandalphon in front of me who says that that your spiritual, you need to seek out some mentors and some spiritual organizations to work with. The regular mainstream everyday people that you meet at work and such are not really meeting your needs as friends, and you really have to create a nice, beautiful circle of like-minded friends, and that's going to really help you move forward in your energy and in the work that you're really called to do. Of course, it's time also, one of the other Earth, and do some type of environmental work. So I don't know if they have park cleanups where you're at, things like that. But you will find that if you get involved in those types of things, that us like-minded people are doing those park cleanups. We're working with spirituality. We're working with our vibrational self. We're nurturing ourselves and growing. So it's just a place that I'm being told for you to go to find like-minded people. Because, you know, everything else is actually going really well for you. Your home life is really balanced. It's going really, really well. There's been some, a lot of improvements that have happened in that area. And, so, you know, it's just time for, there's a few more healthy changes that need to be involved there. But everything's been aligning really, really well for you. And so now it's time to really spend a little bit more time on yourself and get out and, you know, work with Mother Earth and things that have to do with Mother Earth, whether it's ecology, park cleanups, recycling, beautification, any of those things that have to do with making Earth better. And that's what I have for you today.
Sounds good.
All right. Good. I'm glad.
Thank you for letting me. And Deb, this is DC. We have Archangel Michael with us, and he wants you to take a deep breath right now and feel your energy flowing down, grounding to Mother Earth, okay?
Okay.
And as it does, it goes down. It's going to keep going down, down, down through the layers of Earth, all the way down until it reaches the light at the core of the earth. And when it does, you're going to find an incredible light therein. And you're going to be able to experience that oneness, the oneness with that light, Deb, okay?
Uh-huh.
So now let that light go up through the bottom of your feet, up through your root sacral, solar plexus, and heart chakras. And as it does, it's clearing away all the blockages, and it is allowing the divine light to flow up. And it's going to fuel the flame of your heart. The energy from the earth is coming up within you and of the divine. So please open your heart and allow that light to continue to flow upward now through your throat, your third eye, your crown. And it's opening and then it's expanding the energy of your entire light body. And as it does, your aura is being rejuvenated, replenished. As the light of Earth flows up through you and up out of your crown at the top of your head, go up now with the light, way up, connecting with the infinite supply of divine light of Source, up above the angelic realms, above the realms of spirit, of ancestors, ascended masters, and keep going up consciously. And imagine you're going up, feeling yourself traveling up in this beautiful vibration. And as you do, Deb, you link directly with the divine, with all that is. Being here raises your vibration, replenishes your energy, heals your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual being, and allows you to access knowledge, wisdom, and truth. Breathe and feel the blessings of the divine bestowed upon you now, Deb. the blessings of all that is united with you in this present moment. And now imagine the light of the divine pouring down, flowing down like a waterfall of light upon you. It cleanses away any tension, stress, negativity, doubt, and assists you now in anchoring your energy once again to Mother Earth. And ground, become present and centered and aware of your connection to the earth, depth to the divine and all that is. And when you are grounded, your mind is calm and alert. You are open and aware. You are able to perceive the magic around you, within you. You are able to consciously respond. And you're able to respond with love and ready to take the next step on your authentic path of becoming more and more. In every aligned moment, you're going to be your highest and greatest so that you may serve and love and make a difference as you live inspired, awake, in line with your divine life path and purpose. And that was my message to you from Archangel Michael. I hope that helps you a little bit. I do have one more message, and it's not from Archangel Michael. And the message is, sometimes life gives you lemons, but do not worry. And when I heard that, you know, the angels are saying, Deb, you can transform that lemon into lemonade. And I heard Joan Rivers say, you know, when life gives you lemons, find someone whose life gives them vodka and, you know, have a party. So, but no matter what your circumstances are, you know, we've got to realize that life is a blend of both positive and negative, okay? So just be a little bit creative and be grateful for what life gives us, whether it is positive or negative, okay? And don't dwell like on anything that's not really positive. You're going to be able to change, you know, your circumstances. And just, you know, go with it. You know, your guides are with you. And don't be afraid of those lemons. That's what I'm getting. Don't be afraid of those lemons. Gather their juice, and you're going to have much better circumstances, okay? So there's plenty to share. So when life gives you lemons, either make lemonade or, like Joan Rivers says, find someone whose life has given them vodka and have a party. It's up to you.
Right.
So I hope that helped you, Deb. God bless you.
That's cute.
Happy
God
full
bless
moon.
You too. Thank you.
Call us.
Yeah, it sounds like lemon drop. It sounds like lemon drop martinis to me.
Right.
Sounds delicious.
Take care. Bye-bye. You never know what's going to happen, Eileen. I don't know where these messages come from. Okay, so we do have another person on hold. Hello, 830. You're on the line with Eileen and DC with Angel Antics. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hi. This is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hello. Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to get through.
Yay. Well,
we're happy.
Angel.
Excuse me?
Yes. Welcome to Angel Antics.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Do you have a question, or do you hear from your angels, the messages that they have?
I did have a question. I've been with my husband for 24 years now, and I've told him that I wanted to leave him. And I just want to make sure that that's the correct thing to do.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
the way you're saying this question, it doesn't sound like you really, truly, you know, in your heart know what you want to do, hon.
I mean, I know I want to leave. It's just don't.
Are you speaking your mind about
anymore?
Anything that you're not happy? The angels are saying, Kathleen, are you speaking your mind about what is not happy in the relationship? Because only through honesty can you have a lasting relationship. Are you honest about what's going on?
I've expressed what I like and what I want.
Okay, and how about what you dislike? Have you been, like, totally honest?
Well, probably not, because there's too much that I dislike.
Okay, has your partner, how has he responded?
Well, and most of the time he acts like nothing's happened. Like, you know, I've never said anything. And we've been to counseling about it. And, but I feel like I should move on. I live in Texas right now, and I really feel like I should even leave the state.
Okay. Have you, in fact, like, tried to correct mistakes as soon as you know, like, they've occurred, like something that was not right? Have you tried to, you know, to rectify things when they first began, hun?
Probably not.
Okay.
It's been so many years.
Okay.
And it's all gotten to where it's snowballed. And so it's really hard to address those individual things that you don't like.
Yeah.
There's so much I don't even resonate with anymore. I'm not even the same person he married, actually.
Right.
I don't smoke, drink, smoke cigarettes. I don't eat meat anymore. He does all of that. And kind of all grosses me out. I don't know.
Well, that's valid that you've grown into a different person. And so, you know, in that discussion of I've changed, I've become this other person and I wasn't planning to. I enjoyed who we were when we drank and smoked and partied and played, but I'm grown into a different, I call it a vibration or resonant being. And I no longer resonate with all that type of things. I now resonate with feeling good and healing my body and serving myself well. And in that, we have no longer have balance in our life. We no longer match.
Right.
And what I can say about relationships are, and I've said it before, is that some relationships are meant for a lifetime. Twin flames are often meant for many lifetimes. But even though you may meet up with your twin flame in this lifetime, it might not be the right lifetime for you two to share. We come into each lifetime to experience relationships with many other people. And so some relationships are for a season. Sometimes we might meet up with an old soulmate. Twin flames and soulmates are different. So you might meet up with a soul to serve a certain purpose. DC and I are soulmates. And we've met up in this lifetime to serve this purpose of sharing messages together with others, with, you know, the people that want to hear what their messages are. And we've come together to do that in this lifetime. I met someone that I truly believe is my twin flame. But in this lifetime, we don't, as many years as we tried, it just was never going to work. We were breaking up every 2 weeks, every month. It was for years we did this. And I realized he may be my twin flame. He may be that soul that I knew a lot through many lifetimes. But in this lifetime, him and I aren't working out. Because, you know, it's a lot of those reasons that you said, you know, he's a heavy drinker. He's, you know, not an ambitious worker. He's this and that. He's a nice guy, but I would, you know, but we just don't, you know, with me doing the work that I do and, you know, resonating with spirit and going into meditation and things like that, it just doesn't resonate with each other. We don't vibrate at the same vibration. And it's just not comfortable. And it took me 5 years to really realize this just really isn't working for me. And it never is. And I'm less of who I should be. I became lesser of myself because of not being who I really was, of trying so hard to be with that twin flame in this lifetime. And I finally realized not every lifetime are you meant to spend with your twin flame. Some of these lifetimes you have lessons. Everybody has lessons in every lifetime to learn. And in this lifetime, it might be, you know, it might be time to move on. You spent so much time in that relationship. It served you. There was many lessons in that you were meant to go through, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you are definitely resonating on the point of this relationship no longer is who I am. It doesn't resonate with me. It is not bringing out my best version of myself. And
right,
so at that point, it's not about him or that he is or isn't meeting your needs. It's about that we are the creators of our life and we direct our life. And if our life isn't going in the direction that resonates with our true happiness and our best version of ourselves, then it's time to make changes in that. So that we do resonate, so that each lifetime we walk through, we do become a better version of ourselves. That's why I believe we come back. It's not to come back as a lesser being, as I believe, I think it's, is it the Taoists or the Buddhists believe that, you know, if you're a really bad person, then you come back as a poop fly or something. But I do believe that each time we try to come back and learn more lessons and become better people than we were throughout the last lifetime. So does that explanation kind of allow you to accept the things that you feel you want to? Because I think that's really more over your question. I don't think your question was, should I or shouldn't I? I think your question really is, how do I understand this?
And you said everything that was in my mind, and you know, I told him, he told me I was throwing away 24 years, and I said, oh no, I'm not throwing away any of that. That was part of my life. I would never throw away part of my life. That is where, you know, I said, it's just time to move on. And, you know, both of us need to move on.
You know, to look at him and say, yes, 24 years. And we were happy for, you know, this amount of them. But in the past, this amount of years, neither you or I have been the best version of ourselves. I'm allowing you the opportunity to be the best person, the happiest person you can be. Because right now, neither one of us are making each other happy, nor are we making ourselves happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about leaving him, separating him, running away and finding someone else. It's not about that. It's about allowing him to become a better version of who he wants to be. If he wants to, if, you know, please let's not offend him, but if he wanted to be a really good drunk, you're allowing him the opportunity to go do that without a woman bitching at him, right?
Yep.
And so, you're releasing him of that opportunity, you know, you're actually giving him the opportunity to become more of himself. Tell him that with me being who I am and you being who you are not allowed in this relationship to be who you really are either, nor am I. And this is only about allowing each of us to become who we're really meant to be in this lifetime and the best version of that.
Yes. Thank you so much. Everything
that
resonated.
Yeah, I just don't see, you know, saying it that way. How can, you know, but again, like DC said, it's about communication and being honest. And even when you want to say all those things I just said, sometimes it's very hard to do in a relationship. So, angel blessings for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kathleen, this is DC. The only other thing that I wanted to bring to your awareness as we are connecting is that we are in a full moon. And with this cycle, it's a highly emotional and uncomfortable time for love relationships when there's issues. Okay?
Okay.
So the angels are showing me that, you know, things can quickly become heated. They can quickly become negative. What I'm being shown, before you decide to just completely, you know, go your separate ways. The angels are asking maybe take a little break from each other and take a little break from your relationship. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And
I actually
that, just, like,
thought
take
about
a little,
that.
Well, that's what they're telling me. Just take
a
little.
A
yeah, take that little break. Listen to your intuition, okay? And, you know, and just really try to treat him as you would a good friend, okay?
Yes.
And the angels are saying,
yes.
Kathleen, please do not be in a hurry to, you know, to end this relationship, okay? I do
okay.
feel that there are, you know, there are difficulties. I feel there's a lot of frustration, okay? And I feel like that little time away is going to help you both to regain, you know, some of your emotions, to have a little bit more patience. Okay, I like you said, you know, there
okay.
is like a big lack of compromise between you guys. But there's
mm-hmm.
a block now that needs attention, and the best way to handle it is just to give yourself a break from each other. You
okay.
know? Because you do, you
all
both
right.
feel like a, I know, like a little bit of a disconnect.
Right.
But, you know, I think the time away is going to help you to really to see things in a different light, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate everything.
Yeah. And,
well,
Kathleen, with that,
good luck.
With what DC said, it not only allows you to have a time to, you know, resonate with just yourself, tell him he needs the time to see who he is. And
yeah.
See, ask, you know, tell him, go out and spend some time with yourself and see if you really enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's a good
because
one.
I think sometimes people, you know, they get into ruts about who they are. They just come home from work Friday night, do the same thing, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and he expects you to still enjoy that. After 24 years, you want to be doing different things and growing
oh,
and,
yeah.
and adventures. And you know, if he does that, he may see that he's only the person that he was when you married him. And if things don't change, that's an awful dull life. Everything is meant to change on a regular and constant irregular basis. And
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't, then things are stale, stagnant, get dusty, oldy, moldy, boring. Not something anybody would want to stay in, whether it be a dirty house or a dirty relationship that's gotten really dusty. They have to change and grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah, I think if he actually spent time with himself, he'll see that he's not the person that he might not he might not want to be with that person the rest of his life either. He might want to
yeah.
change after he gets some time alone, because he might not necessarily actually see who he is, whereas you sound like you've done the work to see who you are.
I'm working on it.
Yep. Everybody, every day of everybody's life takes a little bit of work. I'll tell you,
yeah.
no matter how far you go, you still have work to do. So,
yeah.
All right, Kathleen, thank you so much for calling in.
I love you guys.
Angel.
Oh,
well, love you too,
well.
Kathleen.
Okay.
Bless, and stay in touch with us, Kathleen. Thank you.
I will. Thank
all
you.
Right. Bye.
Night.
Thank you. Okay. Aww. We have another caller.
All righty.
Good evening, 917. You're on the line with Angel Antics. This is DC Love, and I'm joined by Eileen. How are you?
Hi, DC Love and Eileen. This is Ellen. I haven't spoken to you in about a month or two.
Oh.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. I love talking to people involved with angels. For some reason, they really resonate with me.
Beautiful.
I'm calling to see if I could get a message from Spirit.
All right.
Okay. General reading. Okay.
Awesome.
And just see what they have to tell you. Well, the first thing I have for you, Ellen, is that there really has been too much going on. There's just been an awful lot going on, and you're really having trouble sorting through everything. There's been some decisions you need to make. And it's become overwhelming. You just don't know which way to go. You've been wobbling back and forth. And part of it is that you've been looking at it really from a very serious, serious mind and just, you know, just harboring on, I've got to make this decision. Should I do this? But, well, I'm being told you need to take a little more playful look at it. Be a little more playful about the way you look at things. Have a childlike awe about things. Look at it from a child's point of view. How would they see it? They don't see the world like grown-ups do. It's not black and white. It's rainbow colored. And the same with the decisions we have to make. They're actually rainbow colored. They're not black and white. If there's five people involved, all different colors, there's at least six or seven different choices. Because some people wobble between one or two. And so just know that by taking a playful approach, you're going to view the whole situation different, and that's what really needs to be done at this time. But it is time to make a move. It's time to really, you have that desire to really move on and move forward and search really for something meaningful that's going to fulfill you both spiritually and emotionally, and it is time to really get that done. It's good time for to give birth to really new ideas. And yeah, anything that you do, though, is going to make sure that you stay within balance and moderation, because that's going to be about timing. As you start these new adventures, it's going to be about timing. You're going to need to be really organized. Make sure that you've done your planning. All that your ducks are in a row, that you've set boundaries of you know, your expense boundaries, the ability of what you desire to do, the project that you want to work on, the boundaries of that project. You don't want to go in seven different directions. You want to keep it in a focused, organized manner, because that's going to bring you the greatest success. Rather than, it's going to give you the most out of the time and energy that you're going to put into it. If you've got too many directions, then you're going to spin your wheels and you're not going to accomplish what you want. So you need to actually have a finite boundary around this decision and this movement forward, this creation that it's time for you to do. Like I said, it's about balancing that time and waiting for that open door. But as you do all these things, it's really going to bring you a very happy outcome. You're stronger than you really think you are. Also, tell yourself, I am strong. I am powerful. I am enough. I can do this. I have the ability and the education and the experience to create this of which I desire. And as you do that and empower yourself, you're going to have a really, really happy outcome. Things are going to manifest and develop just the way that you had planned. And I hope that reading resonates with you tonight.
It's a wonderful message. It's like a pep talk. It was terrific. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Ellen, this is DC. I too have a little bit of a message for you myself. What I'm getting from Spirit is that you're at the point of having this massive positive breakthrough, and everything that you've been doing, you know, from the past years has prepared you for where you are right now. Okay, and you're going to have this beautiful, and it's going to be like an immense self-realization, and it's sort of like something that you've been waiting for a real long time. It's coming to fruition, okay? So okay, the angels are showing me that, Ellen, you're standing on this beautiful cliff, and you're asking, what should I do? And the angels are saying, Ellen, just jump. Jump off the cliff, spread your wings, and you shall fly, okay?
Okay?
Ellen, it's not life as usual anymore, okay? Your patience is going to pay off, and all those limitations, any kind of blockages that you had, they're fading away, okay?
Okay.
And sometimes what keeps us, you know, from going ahead is fear, okay?
Yes.
And if you have that fear within you, the angels are saying, Ellen, it's okay. Feel the fear, but please do it anyway, okay? And the angels confirm that you're going to soar into limitless love, light, and joy. So please embrace and be at peace with everything in your life, okay? And just love and accept the wholeness of who you are in this beautiful moment, because you truly are beautiful.
Thank you.
And
thank
I hope that
so
that's helped you all. And just, you know, just connect with your dreams. This is your time.
What a positive message. Again, thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Oh, God bless you, and happy full moon, and thank you for calling us. Please call us again, Ellen. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, Eileen, are you ready for another caller?
Yeah.
Awesome. Me too. Good evening, 404. We missed you last time, but we didn't miss you this time. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is T.
Hi. Very nice to connect with you. And like I said, we didn't get you last time, but we were looking for you, and as soon as you popped in, we pulled you forward. Do you have a question on this full moon? Do you have a specific question, or would you like to hear from the angels and just whatever advice they have for you?
That's a tough one because, I have a specific question today.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I really want to know if you saw a new job or career coming in the next month or two.
Okay, so you're focused on career, T, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay. Okay, Eileen, if you're not ready, I could pop in.
No, I'm ready. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay,
go ahead. All right, what I have for you is that actually not finding a new job is actually an illusion of you being trapped in the situation that you're in. And so what you must do is start imagining yourself already working in that new job, that new place that you want to be. See yourself already there and working. And then take the action that it takes to place you in that position. Because waiting does not create anything. Action creates more action. Those things that are in motion will stay in motion. If we haven't put ourselves in motion, then how can things move forward? So we have to initiate action. So I hope that makes sense. We have to initiate the motion forward. There has been some like delays in the plans that you've had, but those delays are really, really coming to an end. Some things have been told to you that have been delivered to you with really out any tact. People have been really blunt with you, and those are that's bothersome to you. It makes receiving the information really a challenge and non-productive. And I think that's one of the reasons why you feel that you'd like a new job coming to you because. The way people have been approaching you in where you're at right now just doesn't have that good vibration and feel to it. But you will need to really carefully weigh your decisions as you move forward, though. And just know that it really is time for it to manifest what you really desire. And you do it out of love. Do it because you love yourself. If you don't love yourself first, it's going to be impossible for anybody else to love you, and it's going to be impossible for you to manifest your desires because one of the things that really makes things move quickly is when there's true and vibrant love. So truly and vibrantly love yourself. I'm also getting, being told about cycles and rhythms of life. So make sure that you honor those cycles within yourself, this full moon. Like last week I said, it was about twin flames and love. And it really still is that energy of that. And, as DC said, it's also about wisdom. So knowing what it is, the things that we can change and do for ourselves and release and then manifest for ourselves is all done. But you really are stronger than you think you are.
And so just know that you have all the tools and ability that you need to ensure a really happy outcome for yourself. And know that, you know, the things in your household are really, there's been some healthy changes going on, and things are really, really improving there with all the occupants. And that's the message I have for you today.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And DC?
Yes, T. I'm here, and I have a little bit of a message as well. What I'm getting is just, you know, connect with that beautiful inner goddess and trust, you know, trust what you're feeling, okay? Be really ambitious.
Okay.
Okay? You're going to feel like you want to explore, like, different dimensions of your field, and you're going to be on a journey of enlightenment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that your sheer wisdom is really going to help you, like, on this journey. You may be starting to socialize in different business circles, and this might be, you know, really good for you, okay? I feel like there's going to be many celebrations coming around, and, you know, you may attract someone, and they really get, you know, they're attracted by you, and that may get you the attention that you need, okay? But the angels are saying, T, you know what, life can change on like a dime, and sometimes the changes are on... They're positive changes if you're unhappy, okay? And if you are unhappy, like, with what you're doing, you've got to realize that you hold the key to changing everything, okay?
Okay.
I'm sort of getting for you, think outside the box, hon, okay, is what I'm getting.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out, because I've been applying to jobs and everything, and I don't know. It's just been really crazy.
Well, you know what? I'm getting who can you contact for work that you haven't even thought about yet? That's what I was hearing. T, who haven't you thought about? There's someone that you really should connect with that's going to help you. So that's what I'm hearing. Like, who can you connect with? You've got to believe in yourself, okay? Really believe in yourself.
Okay.
I'm getting the word success around you, okay? So, you know, just you've got to have faith and visualize the job that you want to see yourself in and feel like how wonderful that feels, okay? I'm getting, you know what, you are on the right track. You're going to find it. Just keep, you know, keep moving forward, T, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm
so just
trying to see.
Going
like,
forward, but I'm getting that, you know, everything is fine. What I am getting is there's going to be a little bit of, you need to consider taking a little bit of a risk, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just watch and, you know, like, focus on, like, one area. Because I sort of see, T, like, at this time, what the angels are showing me, you sort of, they're giving me a visual, sort of like a chicken with their head cut off. Okay, so just don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I feel like you're getting a little, like, more overwhelmed than you need to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you're going to find the job. Are you considering companies that are well suited to what you are, you know, like what you're trained in, okay?
I'm a social worker, so I'm looking at different companies and things like that. But I've been having such a challenging time with it. I was actually thinking about just changing.
Okay, whatever you're considering, though, there's someone around you that's going to help you, T. Okay? Ask the people that you know, because I'm feeling there's going to be a possibility with a position around someone that you know, hon, okay? Things are going to get better, and the angels are saying, T, have faith, okay?
Okay.
Consider the people that you know and people that you know, might meet, like, even at different venues and everything. Someone's going to help you, T, okay?
Okay, do you see, like, what kind of work it would be? Because it's so broad.
The angels aren't showing me, but I'm just getting, like, there's someone around you that you should consider, you know, asking. Okay, and that's what they're showing me. And you just have to remain positive with your thoughts.
Okay, so I'll probably be where I'm at for a long period, or that just depends on me manifesting.
I don't feel like really long period, but you've got to, like you said, you've just got to maintain a positive attitude. You've got to, you know, ask people that you know. I'm getting there's going to be a man that may be in a position to hire you, T. And I'm seeing a dark-haired man.
Okay.
Okay, and you just have to be yourself.
I want to jump in and ask. T, when was the last time you refreshed your resume? And I don't mean add the last job to it. I mean go out and start fresh and build a new resume.
I haven't did that in, I'm going to say a year or two.
Oh, that's not too bad. Because I was going to say, if your resume has a fresh look, what employers look for, and I don't get it really myself because I'm kind of old school. If all the information's on there, just read the damn shit and say, right? But you know, format changes, just like, you know, using Microsoft Suite. The different aspects of how you, you know, access the drop-downs or what's in what drop-down where, you know, how you point and click to find stuff changes. The interface, I guess, is what I want to say. The interface of those programs change. Well, the interface mm-hmm. of what employers want to see on a resume changes. Whether you have a resume with that all your bullet points are up on top, or whether you just mm-hmm. start out with your last job and jump in with what you did there. So it might suit you to go to a friend or something that maybe is really good at that, or maybe just had their own resume just refreshed, and have a couple of friends take a look at your resume for its freshness. Does it look fresh? Does it look enlivened? Does it look like this person is, out there ready to serve others, you know, in this social service realm? The other thing that I also heard when you asked, what type of area would you be working in, I got children's services. So, I mean, that was just something I heard was children's services. And so that's what I see coming your way is actually to work in children's services in some way.
That's what I do now.
Well, it is a good place for you, unless that's I'm just being told that maybe that's what I was told. But that's I can only give you what I get, and that's what I heard was children's services.
Okay.
So, if you're not happy with the particular company that you're with, maybe you should stay in children's services. Just look for a more finite company where that you could apply at. And then that was just a little bit extra that I got that while DC was talking that I wanted to share with you. All right.
And I just want to finish up that things are changing right now for you for a reason, and the universe is helping you to get where you want to be. And just go with the flow because there's always a reason for change. Okay?
Okay.
Be open to this change that's coming, like I said. And I've been told sort of like a log jam, and it's going to soon break. And I feel like within like a month or so that you should get some good news, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Stay positive, T. God bless, hon.
God bless you.
Good luck. All right. Bye-bye.
Good luck,
I love you.
Okay. Now, let's see. I believe we have another caller. Eileen, hold on. Okay. 650, you're live with Angel Antics. May we have your name, please?
Hello?
Hi. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Martha. Oh my
Hi,
God!
Martha.
I'm so excited! I'm so excited! I got in, so that's great.
Welcome
to. Always wanted to call, but never had the time. And I thought, for that reason, I saw it on Facebook, and I said, "Oh, I stopped doing whatever I was doing." And I said, "I want to go ahead and just call and see what happens." And I mean, it worked. I'm so happy. Oh,
wonderful.
Basically, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Martha, do you have a specific question, or do you just want to hear your
really,
angel message?
Not really. Just, I just want to hear my angel for the first time. So, please.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Eileen. Eileen, this is Martha.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Martha. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
The first thing that I have for you is things have been moving really, really fast lately. But they don't seem to be moving forward very well. Even though there's a lot going on, things just don't seem to be moving very forward. But just know that all those delays are over. And even though many things have been happening at once, things are going to really work out the other side and just be really, you know, all work out. You do have, excuse me, I'm seeing that your family life is really very contented and that everybody's needs are, it's a very well-balanced relationship that you're in with your family, your significant others, your children. They're just all very well-balanced life that you have, that you lead. And that actually brings you great joy because it has been really your primary goal in most of your life is that you do have a very happy family and that you've served them well and kindly, that you've brought that kindness to them. It was always very important to you. And so just know that you know, you really do, you really have received that in life and that you really are honored for that. I'm also seeing that you've got a celebration coming up within that family. It might be like a birth announcement or a wedding or, you know, somebody, you know, getting through their college education or, you know, maybe even that, you know, they've gotten through that college education and now they're going to get that job they always wanted. But there really is going to be a need to celebrate. There's something coming up. Here in the pretty near future, that you're going to get the information on that's going to be about. There's going to be a celebration about it. It's going to be celebrate worthy.
That's great. That's great.
I don't know if that's lead. If you know of something coming up or not, but
no, I
that's
don't. Really, I don't. But I mean, any celebration is great. That's fantastic.
Right. but anyway, that's what I see. Now, you personally, what I'm seeing is that you really are very connected with the divine. You are a very in-spirit person. You believe in spirit. You live in spirit, and spirit lives within you. And you bring that forth to others, and you live your life that way. That is how life is for you. And it is who you really are. You are very divine. And you have a lot of divine and spiritual wisdom, very angelic wisdom, you know, working with like the Christ consciousness energy, Mother Mary, you know, just that peaceful, loving, kind, servitude feel for others, that caring for others. And so that's just innately, I'm being told that really, I'm receiving that's who you are. And it's you're just a very beautiful, beautiful person inside and out. But you know, you need to have, you make sure to have a little patience with yourself and realize that this really is who you are and that you should blossom within that. And blossom to be that most beautiful flower. You know, allow yourself to go through that process of opening up like a rosebud does. It doesn't just pop open. It slowly unfolds and allows the world to enjoy its beauty through a process of unfolding. And you are at that. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. How can I help myself to do that?
By being patient, by honoring yourself, and honoring yourself by doing good things. Take yourself for a walk. Give yourself a salt bath. Go get a massage. Get a Reiki treatment.
Okay.
Spend time in nature, just relaxing. Honor yourself by reading a book and growing from, you know, like a spiritual book. You know, something by, you know, Wayne Dyer or, you know, something that's just going to, you know, help you connect with your spirit. Something that interests you in that way. A book of poems. And just enjoy it. And honor yourself. Because you need to, what I'm being told is you just need to spend the time loving yourself. Honoring yourself, blossoming, and as you do that, it actually will allow others to see that joyous, deep beauty that is you, that is the true you. People have just been expecting things out of you without really seeing your divine beauty. And right now it is your time to blossom and allow your divine beauty to come out and so that others can recognize really how great you truly are and always have been. They just they've all been putting themselves first and allowing you to serve them instead of honoring you for who you are and why you serve them. You serve them out of love, kindness, joy, grace, beauty, and they think you do it just because you're supposed to, and you're not. You do it because it is your gift to give, and others need to, you need to take the time to blossom so that others can see that that is actually your gift and not their entitlement.
Wow.
That's the message to you.
Well, that was fantastic. Wow.
And Martha, this is
about all that.
All right. I have a little bit of a message for you. Yes, I'm here, and I have a little message too, Martha. Okay. We have Mother Mary coming in, and she's with you, and she wants you to be feminine and strong at the same time. And she's saying that her sweet, loving nature is balanced by a clear vision of her duty to God's will, and she wants to help you. To balance your energy as well, okay? And she's telling me that you're a beautiful, you're a tender, nurturing, sweet woman. You're soft, you're receptive, you're intuitive. And she wants to help you to develop your spiritual gifts, Martha, okay? Including your intuition.
Oh, wow.
Do this, you have to be willing to receive, okay?
Of course, yes.
Keep it in receiving. You're going to receive divine, beautiful divine messages. But you have learned, Martha, how to make the most out of life. And the angels are saying joy is one of the most amazing feelings in the world. And you're asked to really just to speak, like, loud and clear, you know, and know that you are, you know, you're connected to that beautiful divine frequency of creation. Martha, your energy is uplifting. It's inspiring. Wherever you go, you spread joy everywhere. And you are truly, you know, you're an inspiration to humanity. And you are manifesting beautiful things for yourself, okay? So stay connected with this beautiful high frequency. And you're going to help others just by being the beautiful person that you are, Martha, okay? You've learned how to make the most out of life. Your energy and your enthusiasm for life is exactly what the world needs. So just stay in this beautiful state of joy. And things will just keep getting better and better, Martha, and that's my message for you.
Oh, wow. No wonder. I probably something made me to look at my Facebook exactly at the minute, and I saw your call right now, and that's exactly what I did. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to both of you.
Please
thank
call
you
us.
So very much. Of course
well,
I will do
and
that.
God,
thank you. Thank you.
That's how spirit works. Is that when it's time, things come to us, and that's spirit. And it's called question it. We just
definitely. Okay, Martha, you take care, and we were so blessed to have you join us.
Thank you very much to both of you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was beautiful, Eileen. Okay, I believe we have another caller. 617, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, can we have your name, please?
Yes, it's Annette.
Annette, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good.
How are both of you doing?
We're good. Right, Eileen? We're doing good.
Good.
Is there a specific question you had in mind tonight, or do you just want to hear from
you? I would love a general, if that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you. That sounds awesome.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Eileen? Oh, Eileen, are you with us? I don't know what happened there. I might have lost Eileen. Annette, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm just going to wait for Eileen. She might have some difficulties with her phone.
Okay.
Okay, I had to run and get my other phone because the battery was actually dying on me. Well, you know what? I'm seeing numbers all over around me now, Annette. Are you seeing numbers and you're not paying attention because you're getting a lot of messages from the angels, and that's how they're trying to deliver your messages. Maybe you're looking at the clock. Maybe you're checking your phone or you see a license plate in front of you, even your email. Angels have been just really trying to get your attention. Okay?
I think they've seen a lot of 1111.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of the ways that our angels are able to communicate with us. Okay? And sometimes when I see like 1111 or different numbers, I even get like a little bit of goosebumps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are saying, Annette, just know that you're under the care and protection of us angels and that you're being divinely guided in all that you do. And they're going to guide you through synchronistic events, and they're saying there's going to be messages all around you. So please be aware and look for synchronicities everywhere, okay?
Okay.
And don't think that that these synchronicities are coincidences. They're not coincidences, okay?
Okay. Okay.
But just pay special attention. And you know what? There's something with the phone lines here. They're going crazy. Eileen, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. You know what? I ran. My phone died. I had to run through the rooms and get my other phone. We have Annette on the line. I was just saying that the angels are trying to get her attention through numbers, and I'm going to turn her over to you, hon, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, I could hear you. You had just had to pick me back up for no reason. My phone died again. I've had a terrible time with electronics.
Yeah, mine
my
did
computer.
The
yeah, just to know. Normally I run the studio, but my computer just took a dive today.
Well, you know what, Eileen, we're down to the last 11 minutes, so I want to really be able to give Annette a message, so I'd like to turn it over to you.
Oh, that's fine.
Thank you.
I'm ready. What I'm seeing right now is really a successful time for you. Yeah, you need to really confidently accept the opportunities that you're being offered, though.
Yes.
As you do, you actually have the Midas touch.
So just know that it's
your time for opportunities. So when they're being offered to you, you really must go ahead and take them.
Okay.
And just know that you've got the ability to manifest and create that which you desire. Because, I said, that my touch is all around you right now. Lately, though, you've been unable or unwilling to make a choice, make a decision. It feels like you've been at a stalemate and acting pretending there's no problem. But I go back to the first thing I told you is that you actually have the Midas touch and you need to go ahead and make that decision. And, you're the one who's making yourself stagnant, nobody else. because you do have the ability to make those changes. And that what you really want. You've got what it takes with that Midas touch to make your wishes come true. So now that really it really is time for you to manifest all that. Everything you need, to manifest with your desires, that touch you have, is actually supplying you with everything you need. So just know that it's your time. If you don't move forward on it right now while the doors are open for you, because it's doors of opportunity that are open, or, you know, methodology, that it's really your time. And if you don't, that timing is going to close. So you you might want to take a little time and meditate and contemplate on what it is that you want to choose. But
I push steps forward into trying to create and creating an opportunity for me at work. So I don't know if that's what you're speaking about, because I was hesitant for about a year to even write anything.
And so that would be what I was told when I was told that you have been unable or unwilling to make a decision, and you've just been at a stalemate. And you're actually pretending.
That's right.
You're kind of pretending that there's a problem, but there's really no problem. You have the Midas touch. It really is time that your wishes come true, but you've got to make the move on that. You can't just wait for things to happen. You've got to make things happen.
I did make a move
on that. Everything you need is supplied. Notice that everything that you need to create this opportunity or to move forward on the opportunity, I have to say, is actually already supplied. So it's everything's in line for you.
I'm confirming what you're saying, because it's interesting, because I actually gave my notice about 3 weeks ago. And, the thing is that the CEO did not accept it. He didn't accept it.
Oh, good luck for that.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck with that.
He didn't accept it, and he said, let's create something for you. What is it that you want to do? And that is what I was hesitant. I was hesitant on that for quite some time, because I wasn't sure about the company. I wasn't sure if this is where I wanted to be. And I felt that it was divine, because he could have easily have said, you know what, like hundreds of other people have gone and have left, because our turnover rate is very high. And he's like, let's try to make this work. Other people have just left.
All right. Well, you have the Midas touch. So make sure that the picture that you paint is big enough. Do not play yourself small.
Okay.
Make it a bigger picture, because he can always scale it down. But if you paint a small picture, then he'll go, okay, I can do that. But if you paint
a
huge picture, need to paint a really big picture.
Yeah. I want to make some major changes.
Good. Well, the last thing that I have to add to all of this is actually something you personally referred to. And that was having, you said something about working with the divine. And what I'm being told is you actually have divine power. You have the divine channel right now. And that's why you've been able to do this. It's not just a Midas touch.
Right.
It is actually a divine healing power.
Wow.
Healing power does more than just heal ailments. Sometimes it is part of a power upgrade. And so, like you said, you want to make changes here at this company that's going to make it better. And that's part of your divine healing power, is you are going to heal some of the things that are not the way they should be. And you have that power. And it is actually coming from the goddess Ishiel, who is a Aztec goddess.
Wow.
And she's a goddess of divine power. And she is with you right now, and you have the ability to call upon her for her natural healing powers to help create this new situation.
And I have
so,
to tell you, because what I want to do is to start a health and wellness, oh my gosh, a health and wellness initiative for my company.
Ah, beautiful. Well, it is now time for your divine healing power to come forward and do that.
Yes. Matter of fact, having a meeting with the vice president, and the actual outside sourcing company that works with that. He just told me that today. Was setting up.
Okay. Well, you have right now. You have the divine healing power of Ishiel, like I said, who is an Aztec medicine woman, and you also have that Midas touch. So it is time that it's all the right timing. The only thing that there was only one cautionary thing within this reading that I'm giving to you, and that is, as things move forward, make sure you step back, take a little bit of time alone, meditate, and contemplate on the next step forward.
Yes.
And
Amen.
As you do that, that Midas touch will continue to carry forward, and Ishiel will bring you forward into that place of healing for all the people that is involved in this.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. It's absolutely beautiful.
I want to say thank you to the caller for calling in. We're down to the last 3 minutes.
Thank you, DC.
Uh-oh. All right.
Thank you,
hon.
Absolutely beautiful, beautiful. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Angel blessings.
And we're down to the last 3 minutes of this full moon show. So I'd like to say to all the people listening, you know, whatever your wishes are, we wish for you too, and pray that your hopes, dreams, and wishes come true. Happy full moon.
Woo-hoo!
And do you have anything, a little something to say before we end our show?
Well, just know that if you're working with spirit, and each and every one of us can really have that same Midas touch that the last caller has, and know that we have the power to bring that touch forward, especially when we do it from our heart space and do it with love and kindness and joy, and bring those manifestations forward. And don't forget to get out in that full moon. And if you don't have a list to release, I just want you to go outside, stand under the moon, even if it's cloudy out, it's still out there. And I want you to dance. No music needed, just, lift your feet, dance a little, wiggle a little, feel the energy of the full moon, and in your heart, anything that you want to let go of or let go of and release, and anything you want to manifest, draw that into the intentions of your desires, and it will be so. And that's what I have to say this full moon night.
Beautiful, and happy full moon, Eileen. I love you.
I love you. Bye, listeners. We love you. Call again soon.
Bye.